This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is brought to you by BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. Get your free money-saving report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Joseph Watson back live with the Alex Jones Show Friday edition. Just got word that the new InfoWars magazine is back in stock. Here it is on the desk. ISIS equals Al-Qaeda is the subject of this month's issue. Also got some Ebola articles in the issue, so be sure to get your hands on the latest copy of InfoWars magazine, now available. Economic news, of course, we had the jobs numbers come out today, 5.9% unemployment rate. Vehemently celebrated by the mainstream media as a sign of the ongoing, quote, economic recovery. What they won't tell you is the fact, as documented in this Zero Hedge article, labour participation rate drops to 36-year low, record 92.6 million Americans not in labour force. And again, this unemployment rate doesn't include the people who've stopped looking for work. It's a completely bogus statistic. While by now, according to Zero Hedge, everyone should know the answer for those curious why the US unemployment rate just slid once more to a meager 5.9%, the lowest print since the summer of 2008, the answer is the same one we have shown every month since 2010, the collapse in the labour force participation rate, which in September slid from an already three-decade low, 62.8%, to 62.7%, the lowest in over 36 years. What's more disturbing is that people not in the labour force rose to a new record high, increasing by 315,000 to 92.6 million. So they added 232,000 jobs, yet 315,000 Americans dropped out of the labour force, and they're celebrating this as some great benchmark of the economic recovery. Of course, we know that the real economic figures show that the economy is stagnating and declining. In fact, I wrote an article a few days ago from Foreign Affairs where the CFR did a series of articles concerned about the populist revolt now sweeping Europe and America. Of course, we had the big anti-EU backlash back in May with UKIP and Denmark, the True Finn Party, several others rejecting the Brussels power structure. We've also had the Tea Party emerge over the past few years. And in that article, the CFR expressed their amazement at the fact that this popular uprising is still going. Then you see America in decay, the sources of political dysfunction. What's key about this is that they said this populist liberty uprising, both in the United States and Europe, which was threatening the two-party monopolies in both those continents, needs to be, quote, co-opted. Those were the exact words they used, co-opted. So again, they're going to try and infiltrate these movements, get their own people to represent these movements, and then sell everybody down the river. Now, in that article, in the CFR article that I cited, one of the key aspects that they drew attention to, which is causing this populist uprising, is the fact that median household income has declined since 1989. So in the past, 25, 30 years, there's been absolutely zero real economic recovery, and people are struggling under the same conditions they were back in 1989. Nothing has improved. They see the article establishment desperate to co-opt populist uprising to neutralize what they call the American distemper. And that distemper is arising out of the fact that these living standards continue to stagnate and decline, as evidenced again by this article, the wageless recovery. Average hourly earnings suffer first monthly decline since July 2013. So wages are on the decline. large numbers of people dropping out of the labour force, and yet the mainstream media and the government are celebrating the economic numbers like it's some great recovery. The real figures suggest otherwise. We'll be back in the next segment with Syrian Girl talking about ISIS, Gamergate, and a lot more. This is The Alex Jones Show live, Infowars.com. Stay tuned.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra strength new nascent iodine formula is here. Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200 plus million year old salt solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Back live on the Friday edition of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Paul Joseph Watson, filling in for Alex, who will be back on Sunday for the Sunday show. We're now going to be joined by Syrian Girl, Syrian activist and blogger, who of course needs no introduction. She's been on the show many times. Syrian Girl, welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
Thank you for having me, Paul.
Now, let's talk about ISIS first, because of course we had these airstrikes launched in Iraq, what was it, a couple of months ago now. They expanded them into Syria back a couple of weeks ago. No real news, though, on what kind of effect they're having. There was one Marine who died. He went missing, I believe it was yesterday. But in terms of ISIS, we've not really heard anything about whether or not these airstrikes are actually pushing them back, allowing whoever rebels the US wants to support this week to take back the territory supposedly vacated in the aftermath of those airstrikes. So tell us exactly the situation, if these airstrikes are actually having an impact on these ISIS militants.
I think it's clear if you watch the news, that ISIS is still advancing. They've been advancing on Kobane, which is in the north of Syria, the northeast of Syria. It's a Kurdish town, and if anyone's been observing the news, they've almost taken the town now, and they've absolutely taken an area called Ain Larab. And also they've been advancing in Iraq, and they've been getting closer and closer to Baghdad. So as many people predicted, these airstrikes really do nothing but create more recruits for ISIS. Because once the airstrikes began, there was talk that the actual recruitment for ISIS doubled, with more and more of these youths being convinced that, after all, we are fighting the US. The US isn't backing ISIS, you know. That's caused more recruits. So the only way to really fight these groups is to stop the source and to cut the umbilical cord of their supporters, which are, again, you know, Turkey and Jordan and Saudi Arabia and Qatar.
Now, there was a report, 6,000 new ISIS members just days after these airstrikes in Syria have been launched. And it's the point that I've made many times before. You flood the region with weapons, you bomb the region, you only create more radicalization. All the university studies show that bombing the region, flooding it with weapons, only causes more terrorism, and yet the United States continues to do so. Are they merely creating the terrorists they need to justify further military occupation and expansion in the Middle East?
Well, you have to judge people by what they do, not what they say. And in spite of all the rhetoric of fighting terrorism, what they've done for the last 10 years, in fact, or more, is to create these terrorist groups and to keep them growing. I mean, it was clear that the training and the weapons they gave to the FSA went into the hands of ISIS eventually, when the FSA, or they call them moderate rebels, defected to ISIS and took all the weapons and training that the US provided with them. It's a clear double standard, and we predicted, in fact, on my channel I said that these strikes are only going to gain ISIS more recruits, and that is exactly what happened. And of course, you know, the Syrian Air Force was already airstriking the areas in Raqqa where ISIS were. So more airstrikes isn't actually going to do anything. What needs to stop is allowing these groups across the border. And Turkey, a NATO member, a US ally, has so far not done so. In fact, there's plenty of videos and footage online of ISIS merchandise being sold in Istanbul, Turkey, and ISIS members actually being given medical aid by Turkey. So I don't think that this would occur without the US's okay, because Turkey is, after all, a NATO member, and it's subject to some sort of influence by the US as well. Also, we should talk about the other group, not just ISIS, but Jabhat al-Nusra as well.
Exactly. There's a Financial Times article, Syria Islamists Seek Truce with ISIS After Being Targeted by US, and this is Jabhat al-Nusra, who, of course, many of the so-called moderate FSA groups pledged allegiance to as far back as 2012, I believe. And Jabhat al-Nusra is, of course, a radical extremist jihadist group that's committed atrocities almost on a par with ISIS. They're now embroiled in bed with the FSA. Tell us about Jabhat al-Nusra and how they relate to the ISIS militant group.
Well, you know, absolutely, they're just as barbaric, if not more so, and they are on par with ISIS. They were around before ISIS, and they are very similar to the other insurgent groups in Syria that are extremist and sectarian. And if you recall, there was a split between Al-Qaeda and ISIS, and that also coincided between a split between Jabhat al-Nusra and ISIS as well. And now that the U.S. is bombing both ISIS and Jabhat al-Nusra at the same time, instead of splitting them up, they've actually unified them into one big group. And not only them, In fact, it's called the Hazem movement, which is the moderate rebel group that the U.S. is actually has provided arms to and training. The only group that has provided arms to, you know, on paper, not with the back doors and as a middleman. But this group that started as the moderate group actually condemned the strikes against Jabhat al-Nusra. Because they have said in the past, they've told the independent that Jabhat al-Nusra is their ally in the war against the Syrian government and Assad, and they basically have no problem with Jabhat al-Nusra. It's not their problem, it's the US's problem, and they're not going to fight it. So the idea that these moderate rebels are against al-Qaeda or fighting al-Qaeda is has now been exposed as complete lies, basically.
Now, I believe it was 2 days ago or 3 days ago, there was a huge bombing in Homs, in a, you know, quote, government-controlled area, of a school, which killed 41 school children. There you see the Al Jazeera headline, children killed in Homs, double blast, killed 45 people, including 41 children. This basically got no mainstream coverage whatsoever. It was in Al Jazeera. Imagine if a school was bombed in America and 41 kids died. I mean, that... No attention whatsoever on this. And why? Well, because it's being carried out by the very same rebels that are in bed with the FSA, which are about to receive a huge new cachet of weapons, courtesy of the Obama administration. So tell us about this school bombing that just occurred.
Well, you know, it's very easy for the media who does do report it to try to blame it on ISIS, but actually ISIS doesn't have much of a presence in the Homs region in the southwest of Syria. They do have a presence, but it's very minimal. And what happened was Homs was touted as the heart of the revolution only about a year ago, until it was actually taken back by the government forces and the military. So the Syrian troops secured these areas, and now the only way that these extremist militias can extract basically vengeance upon those residents of Homs that are now living their daily lives is to have these suicide bombings. And it wouldn't be the first time. That area has been under car bombs like twice or three times in the past. And the fact that BBC and, you know, I've looked up the coverage of the story, and it's very minimal. They try to ignore it because they don't want to point out the atrocities of the rebels that they have been supporting for the last 3 years and calling democratic, you know, freedom fighters. And this attack against the school was a deliberate attack. There was no military targets anywhere around the proximity of the region. There were not any soldiers or anything like that. And the bombs went off just as the kids were coming out of the school. And there's video footage of it online, and it's quite horrific. I would warn anyone that would search for it. But it's interesting also that some of these human rights groups and NGOs also didn't have much of coverage of it. And in fact, the Syrian Electronic Army had to hack into the Twitter and the page of UNICEF just to get them to cover the Homs car bombing. And as soon as they got their accounts back, of course, they deleted any evidence of the car bombing of the school.
So did anyone actually claim responsibility for the bombing?
As far as I know, not yet, no. But it's quite a cowardly attack, and I think it's clearly to revenge against these people are going back to live in Homs. They want to make sure that they don't live peacefully, or perhaps even to try to kick them out of Homs and to restart things there, because Homs is a very important city. All roads lead to Homs and into Lebanon. So this is one of the reasons why it became the heart of the revolution, because it's a very strategic city.
And there was this new group that suddenly emerged out of nowhere, Khorasan, a couple of weeks ago, which the Obama administration claimed it had bombed. Tell us about Khorasan. Is that a real group, or is it just an offshoot of Jabhat al-Nusra?
Khorasan is basically just Jabhat al-Nusra. And I don't know why they decided to give them a new name. I suspect it's because they don't want to make it clear that they're targeting Jabhat al-Nusra, because it would anger all of the moderate rebels that they're supporting in Syria and anger all of the people in Syria who support the insurgency and the revolution, who also happen to support Jabhat al-Nusra. And you can see that, again, you know, even the group that the U.S. has said that these are the moderates and these are the people we're giving weapons to, said that, you know, we condemn the strikes against Jabhat al-Nusra. Because if they don't do so, then, they're going to lose a lot of supporters and they can't survive without Jabhat al-Nusra. Many times the Western media has admitted that Jabhat al-Nusra and ISIS are basically the main groups fighting in Syria. And yet, they're still trying to undermine the Syrian government.
Okay, we'll be back after the break. Calls for Syrian Girl, 1-800-259-9231. This is the Alex Jones Show Live. Get your calls in.
News flash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door. 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen if you were not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to invasionstopper.com to get real security for under $70. That's invasionstopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. You felt betrayed. Your emotions began to consume you. Outrage set in. Then, nothing. Days turned to weeks and months. Then, but they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming.
What's coming?
MonitorBlockitPocket.com. Or will you forget?
Nanoparasites turn to viruses, infect iron poison population, for they require a host with iron to replicate. Parasites are propagated via the food and water supply and through vaccinations. Those born after 1945 have the vaccine parasites set to activate now. Due to unprecedented iron intake, officials prepare for pandemics because they know the vaccine parasites are activating on a mass scale. This is the extermination plan, people. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
chase the sky forever.
We're back live on the Alex Jones Show Friday edition with me, Paul Joseph Watson. Breaking news, the hazmat teams that are there to clean up the Ebola-infected apartment of Ebola victim Thomas Duncan, who of course came into Dallas a few days ago, have finally arrived 3 days after the fact, after he was announced to be the first Ebola victim in the United States. So it took the CDC at least 3 days to dispatch a proper hazmat team to clean up that apartment, again underlining the alarming incompetence of the federal government in dealing with this Ebola outbreak. Mimi Alaham, Syrian girl, I know you've been tracking Ebola. You made a video about that recently. Give us your take on the Ebola outbreak.
Well, you know, I've actually been looking into Ebola because it's a very interesting virus for many years now. And I remember just learning about how it's one of the deadliest viruses known to man. It has a 90% kill rate, especially the Zaire strain, which is apparently the strain we're facing right now. And interestingly, there was no Ebola before the 1970s. And the first case of Ebola was actually not in Africa. Well, an Ebola-like virus, the relative of it being Marburg. The first case of Marburg, which was related to Ebola, was actually in Germany. And only after that were the first second cases that came out in Africa. So the origins of Ebola are actually not known about. And this outbreak seems to be different to any other outbreak in the past. Because in the past, Ebola has killed so quickly and so with such a high rate that it hasn't been able to spread. But in this case, it seems to be spreading out of control. Nobody knows why this outbreak occurred and why it seems to be different from all the rest.
So do you think there may be a possibility that it's gone airborne, at least to a limited extent, as many of the other experts are now saying, including the UN Ebola chief yesterday said that it could mutate and go airborne, that was the main threat now?
Well, I've read that once viruses enter enough hosts that they could mutate and go airborne. The thing is, Ebola, just as it is now, is classified as a Category A biological weapon. And it's, they've had actually teams in Sierra Leone and in other regions of Africa actually researching Ebola for its use as a biological weapon. The U.S. military has had scientists researching about it there. And that's all, you know, open knowledge. So I don't know any information about what is actually the cause of Ebola, but these points are interesting to note because, of course, you know, in this kind of world that we're living in, on the verge of World War III, and with the superpowers all trying to outdo each other, research into biological weapons is the sort of in the next step besides nuclear weapons. And, you know, it's interesting if Ebola does go airborne, though, that it would be really disastrous. But I do know that sometimes when viruses mutate into something airborne, they actually may or may not make them less deadly. So we'll see how that goes. It may have already gone airborne, but usually you can actually tell by the shape of the virus whether or not it's capable of being airborne. Certainly, it seems to be very contagious, and maybe it's spread by even small particles of the virus, of the saliva in air, could potentially spread the virus as well.
And what do you think about the health authorities in the United States? You know, they let this guy walk around for 2 days, actually 4 days. He went back to the hospital 2 days later. They let him walk around for the best part of a week infected with Ebola. The response since has been nothing more than pathetic. They've the apartment there, they've sent in people with unprotected gear to literally hose down the Ebola sick off the sidewalk. They've let sheriff's deputies into the apartment with no protection whatsoever. What do you think about the federal government response and what it says about how prepared the United States is for an Ebola outbreak?
I think it's really shocking, the fact that the man went to hospital and told them that he's just come back from Africa in one of the infected countries. I'm not sure if it was Liberia or Sierra Leone, but I believe it was probably Liberia. But they just gave him antibiotics and sent him home. I mean, that's quite shocking. And, you know, the response is maybe being tested as well through this outbreak, and it's clearly not coming up to standard.
Okay, we'll be back after the break. Your calls for Syrian Girl. This is the Alex Jones Show live. Infowars.com. Keep it locked in.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the Info War.
We're back live, Friday edition of the Alex Jones Show, talking to Syrian Girl, otherwise known as Mimi Alaham. Your calls coming shortly. Huffington Post, global warming created ISIS. Yes, that was an actual article in the Huffington Post. You see, there was a drought in Syria from 2006 to 2010. And they claim that happened because of climate change, even though droughts worldwide over the last 30 years are down. They blamed this drought for being responsible for the rise of jihadists in Syria and ISIS, even though ISIS was not even formed in Syria. Of course, it was formed in Iraq. So these climate change alarmists are now actually blaming global warming for the rise of jihadists in Syria. Mimi Alham, of course, nothing to do with the fact that the US armed the jihadists in the first place, that they trained ISIS members in Jordan, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Turkey, bankrolled them to the hilt. It can all be explained by global warming. What do you think of that?
Well, even the drought itself wasn't caused by global warming. It was caused by the Turkish president damming the river that runs into Syria in order to destabilize the Syrian government. And he's on record for saying, telling the previous president, Hafez al-Assad, not this current one, that, you know, your people can drink sand. And that is the reason for the drought in Syria. It wasn't global warming in the first place. The Turkish government did this purposely to get people, to get the Syrian economy weakened and to get people angry. And it continues to be Turkish policy and the US government policy that leads to these jihadist groups and has led to groups like ISIS. And, you know, interestingly, the Turkish government now are talking about having invasion plans into Syria, using ISIS as an excuse and saving the Kurds as an excuse. Because of the problems now happening on the Turkish border, 200,000 Kurds have crossed into Turkey now, Syrian Kurds crossing into Turkey. And of course, Turkey actually doesn't like having Kurds coming into Turkey because they see Kurds as a potential threat and separatists. And as a result, you know, that is probably one of the reasons they are worrying about what's happening in Syria right now. And they, in fact, the Turkish war leaks in 6 months ago revealed where Erdogan's ministers were talking about war plans in Syria, that they were going to use ISIS in a false flag operation on a Turkish tomb and to try to get some excuse to go into Syria. And that's all on YouTube. You can have a look at it. And as a result, Erdogan actually shut YouTube down that day just to prevent his people from listening to it just before the election.
Okay, we're going to get back into ISIS soon with the callers, but we're running low on time now, so let's get into Gamergate. This is an amazing topic that's kind of slipped under the radar over the past month or so. It began in August, and this is an attempt by individuals to hijack the video game industry to implant social engineering and basically brainwashing messages. Explain how that emerged.
Well, actually, Gamergate is a very, very interesting and promising sort of Twitter phenomenon that's going on right now. It's a hashtag on Twitter of gamers who have actually been able to expose collusion between the media and a think tank called DIGRA, which is supported by DARPA, the military and government ministry. So this DARPA is providing money to this think tank called DIGRA that's specializing in sort of injecting social engineering into video games. And they're trying to sort of say, apply their sort of multiple genders, as we saw in Facebook, and they call them social justice warriors, you know, sort of a fake pseudo-feminism, taking up the cause of racism, feminism, and all of those things, not in real support of equality, but to try to pit races and genders against each other. And what's happened is that these gamers have rejected these people and have been sort of starting to make connections between the video game journalism, these think tanks, and certain video game developers that are creating games specifically to social engineer people. One of those is, her name is, I forget her first name, but her last name is Quinn.
Zoe Quinn, yeah.
Zoe Quinn, exactly. And she's, they sort of exposed her connections. And after that, all across all the game journalists, they wrote down the same story. Gamers are dead. The game development industry should ignore their market and start producing games that are politically correct and no longer consider what the gamers themselves want, but sort of what the think tanks and the academics and the social engineers want them to produce. And all the journalists seem to be colluded on that. And what's going on now is these gamers have a mission now to expose these think tanks and these connections with what they themselves, what even the CEO of a big game industry called Electronic Arts called in his memo the establishment elite. The establishment elite have injected themselves into movies, film, television, into social media to try to socially engineer society. And it seems that they haven't completely controlled the game industry. They have to some degree in the military aspect of it, but not in the social aspect of it. And that's what they're trying to do right now.
And that's all about shifting the propaganda over from news to entertainment, because they know a lot of young people are turned off by the news, so now they're shifting it, as you said, into video games, movies, television shows. And this is red flag bombshell proof of a deliberate attempt to undermine and hijack the video games industry to implant that politically correct social engineering. It's a story we're going to be covering more in the future, but now we're going to go to calls for Syrian Girl. We got Habu in Wisconsin. Go ahead, Habu, you're on the air.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. And I always learn something listening to Syrian Girl. So you're very enlightening to the people here. You know, let me just have a comment, and I'll be very quick, and then I'll ask you a question. I do believe the U.S. has an obligation to put armed forces on the ground, coordinated with the Syrian forces and the Iraqi forces, to drive out these or to corner these people. In my estimation, with the superior American air power, this should be a pretty straightforward thing, and in under 6 months, this would be done. So my question to Syrian Girl, there's just two quick questions. One, do you think President Assad is really setting himself up for regime change as this bombing just morphs and kind of encroaches upon his power centers, meaning the air? And the second thing is, I think that the present Iraqi constitution should be torn up and written anew so that it embraces all different types of people in Iraqi society, which it doesn't do now. So thank you very much for the courtesy, and keep on enlightening the world, Syrian Girl.
Thank you so much for your kind words. In principle, the idea of the U.S. and Syria coordinating against these extremist groups like ISIS, you know, that might be a good idea. But in fact, I think that U.S. troops on the ground anywhere in the Middle East is just going to exacerbate matters. U.S. troops on the ground would only embolden these groups into fighting and gaining more recruits and believing that their cause is the right cause. And I think that with everything that the U.S. has been doing in the region, especially since they've been supporting these Islamist groups that are extreme in Libya as well as Syria, you know, they really don't have any agenda to actually fight ISIS. ISIS is basically the monster they created in order to have an excuse, some kind of excuse to intervene. I think that, you know, the Syrian people, we don't want any foreigners on the ground. We don't need any help. All we need is for the people who are supporting these groups and who are arming the insurgents to stop undermining the state, to stop undermining the military, and then we can take care of it ourselves. We can clear things up in a few months, and our military is more than capable of doing that. They just have to stop the money flow, and that would be all. But I do think that the U.S. strikes on Syria right now, just as I said, it's not so much about fighting ISIS. As we've seen, ISIS is still gaining ground. They're still gaining recruits, even more so now. So it's not really about fighting ISIS. I think it does still have a lot to do with regime change. And finally, about the Iraqi constitution. You know, the Iraqi constitution was written during the U.S. occupation of Iraq. And I know that James Steele and Robert Ford had an agenda to create a civil war in Iraq, to put Sunnis and Shiites against each other, and to eventually balkanize the country. And they wrote up the constitution themselves, and the majority, like the only part of the Iraqi society, voted for it. So it was divisive to begin with, and I totally agree with you on the Iraqi constitution on that point.
Slim in Canada, you're on the air with Syrian Girl. Go ahead, Slim.
Hi, Syrian Girl. First of all, Eid Mubarak. And question is regarding ISIS. A while back, I used to be a gamer myself. It's funny you guys mention that. The gaming industry, I used to play this game called Call of Duty. And there used to be this, you could make, create clans. And the strongest and most vast clan in that game when I played it a few years ago was ISIS. I don't know if that's a coincidence or what's going on, but with respect to them being like just basically a cult, they are basically just a death cult. To me, that's what I, my opinion of them. And the fact that they have the name the Islamic State is just, you know, a slap in the face for everybody as far as I'm concerned. What do you guys think about that?
Your comments, Seringo.
I think it's basically the worst kind of face you could give to Islam, and maybe that's part of the agenda. You know, we're talking about a clash of civilizations, and these kind of groups, they didn't exist before. This is a recent phenomenon, and most of the people they're killing are actually Muslims. So it's funny that they should call themselves the Islamic State. I find it very interesting that the biggest clan in Call of Duty was ISIS. I was wondering if it stood for anything. That would be interesting to know if it was an acronym for anything.
Derek, in Wyoming, you're on the air with Syrian Girl. Go ahead, Derek.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Syrian Girl. I just want to tell InfoWars I appreciate all you're doing, and I believe we can wake people up in our areas on vaccines and everything else. I've done so with Common Core and visited our local county nurse on vaccines. They're looking at it. I think we got to get off our couches. And Syrian Girl, thank you so much. And it seems to me that she should be on every network talking about this, but they just have propaganda. So I want to ask you, Syrian Girl, why do you think that Israel is not being targeted by ISIS?
That's a very, very good question. Why indeed is Israel not being targeted by ISIS? I think that none of these groups seem to be really targeting Israel. And in fact, Israel is helping Jabhat al-Nusra on the Syrian Golan Heights borders. And this is the fact that they're giving them medical aid, treating their wounds, giving them a buffer zone, and shooting down any Syrian airplane, jet, or helicopter that is chasing Jabhat al-Nusra, the al-Qaeda group, down. So Israel is sort of acting as the air defenses of al-Qaeda. And it's very interesting why these groups who are supposed to be so, you know, anti any other religion wouldn't attack Israel. And I think that maybe it has something to do with the people who control ISIS, leading them and directing them to attack, you know, Syria instead of Israel. So
Sanger in Texas, you're on the air with Syrian Girl. Your question, go ahead. Do we have Sanger in Texas? Frank in Carolina, go ahead.
Yes, you can hear me?
Yeah, you're on the air. Go ahead, Frank.
Okay. Dr. Watson, with respect to your coverage of the Ebola thing, you know, I sometimes think we give this, you know, agencies like the CDC way too much credit for incompetence and whatnot. I mean, the way I look at it, I'm not even following it that closely, but if they wanted to create some type of a crisis, they couldn't do a better job as far as setting all the chess pieces into place. And that's my take on it, and I know a lot of other people would agree with that. And Syrian Girl, I had a question for you. Would you say, based on your research and all the goings-on in the Middle East and with ISIS, that this is primarily probably being engineered and managed by the Nazis or perhaps their descendants?
I don't have any details about that, but I do believe that, you know, you can kill a man, but you can't kill an idea. So maybe, you know, in some degree there's a connection between, you know, the fascism of old or the groups that basically the establishment elite who created these ideologies, whether they be Nazism or Marxism or, you know, anything that was useful at the time, whether they be good ideologies or bad ideologies. I wouldn't say, you know, Nazis are behind these things, but certainly there's been a rise of neo-Nazism in Ukraine. That's as far as I can really comment on that.
Bruce in Michigan wants to talk about Iran. You're on the air with Syrian Girl. Go ahead, Bruce.
Well, okay, thank you. you know, there are more Christians in Lebanon and Syria than anywhere else in the Middle East. And no one, Tel Aviv, Riyadh, Paris, London, or Washington would replace Mr. Assad with would be better for the Christians than Mr. Assad. I just read some articles by Bassem Marou out of Lebanon and, of course, Craig Roberts about how Christians are arming themselves again in Lebanon, and they can see what's coming down the pike. Our government and mass media have hoodwinked us into supporting an air campaign. Now they're talking about troops on the ground there in Syria. Now, there was a CIA guy, some kind of deputy named Mellon, Michael Mellon, who said that they will probably have to assassinate Mr. Assad. I don't think Russia is going to help you this time. I remember back, when was it, a couple years ago, there were 400,000 people in the streets there in Damascus cheering Lavrov after they vetoed that first no-fly zone resolution. I don't think Russia has guts enough to do it. I think they're tucking their tail between their legs and pussyfooting. Doesn't this mean that Iran will be Syria's last hope for defense against regime change?
And okay. We'll get Syrian Girl's answer to that question after the break. And we're going to get into some more personal details about what Syrian Girl has faced in standing up against the propaganda that's been in favour of overthrowing the regime in Syria. David Knight also coming up in studio. We're going to cover more news, the entire waterfront of issues, the economy as well. This is the Alex Jones Show live, Infowars.com. Don't go away.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
I'm watching and waiting for the right time to take everything you own. I love a dark house.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95 and there's free shipping. faketv.com or call 877-532-5388. Fake TV, the burger deterrent.
My Magic Mud is a tooth whitening powder that removes plaque and detoxifies your mouth. It's safe for your enamel, giving you a beautiful polish and a dentist-like clean after every use. My Magic Mud is also the perfect remedy for pain caused by sensitivity. It strengthens your teeth and gums for a strong, healthy smile. The ingredients are 100% natural and it's safe for children. Simply brush with My Magic Mud right before bedtime for a cleaning you can count on. Visit MyMagicMud.com.
live on the Alex Jones Show. Quick news update here out of CBS Atlanta. Report inmate at Cobb County Jail being tested for Ebola. Of course, earlier we had potential cases in D.C. and Toronto. Thankfully, most of these cases normally turn out to be negative. But an inmate at the Cobb County Jail is reportedly being tested for Ebola. We'll keep track of that. Also, the cleanup crew, the hazmat crew, en route to that apartment, the potentially Ebola-infected apartment in Dallas, have been delayed once again because they haven't got a permit. So the incompetence of the CDC continues to know no bounds. We thought that that cleanup crew had actually been in place last night. Turns out that they haven't even got the permit to conduct the cleanup of the Ebola apartment. Going back to Syrian girl, now this is a sensitive subject, but she was targeted by a huge defamation campaign recently, and then a separate incident where somebody actually called her university and basically made some astounding claims. I'll let Syrian girl explain it. Syrian girl, go ahead.
Well, actually, because there's a lawsuit going on and I can't actually comment very much on the case under advice of my lawyer, I can't specifically mention what the defamation was about, but I can say that it was quite horrendous. And especially in the case where the man contacted my university,
you were involved in a kind of a propaganda offensive against him because you did some research which kind of disproved what he was saying. He was coming down on the side of Assad regarding the Assad's opponents, of course, regarding the chemical weapons attack. So you did some research which proved him wrong. He got a big chip on his shoulder, resentful, and he actually called your university and basically implied that you might be a terrorist. Is that the case?
Well, again, I can't comment on specifically what he said, but anyone who's been following the case might already know I was working with Professor Ted Postel of MIT. Just to give him a bit of chemistry help, because he was looking into the claims by two individuals, which I'm not sure if I'm allowed to name myself on the show.
We'll avoid the names.
Okay. That made these outrageous claims to the mainstream media that a specific chemical called hexamine was smoking gun evidence that the Syrian government used the sarin on Damascus, and that this hexamine itself is the fact that it was in the soil samples is just proof enough. The problem with that is that hexamine is a chemical that's found in many explosives, and that would make sense why it would be in the soil samples. Furthermore, the man who's making these claims is not a chemist. He has no background in chemistry, but the mainstream media, because he's saying something that supports their line, has touted him as an expert. And when I helped Professor Ted Postel of MIT look into his claims, I was basically, and trying to prove the fact that he has no idea what he's talking about, he has no knowledge in chemistry, and has nothing to support his claims. Once he found out about my involvement, that's when he decided to attack me directly and attack my career.
Amazing. 30 seconds left. Tell people how they can support you and about your YouTube Twitter account.
Well, if you'd like to support my defamation lawsuit against him and the other people so that I could show them that they cannot do this to anyone and get away with it, no matter how weak they are, you can please help me by donating to me through my blog, Syrian Girl Partisan Blogspot.
And your YouTube is Partisan Girl, correct?
Syrian Girl Partisan.
Okay. Syrian Girl, thanks for joining us. We'll be sure to be speaking to you again. There goes Syrian Girl. Coming up after the break, we're going to have David Knight in studio, taking more of your calls, latest Ebola news, also some economy news, and more. Stay tuned. It's the Alex Jones Show live, Infowars.com.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets. pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.